been noticing a lot of things about disapproval that I can't quite put my finger on. There seems to be a prevailing social norm of disapproving of our children, especially when they do something wrong. The idea of getting in trouble seems to go with this mind frame. I have been feeling this disapproval in my home, and I don't like it when I feel it. I tried to tell my kids this morning during practice time that they can choose either way, and I love them anyway. But in the moment, I still get frustrated that they are not following instructions. I also don't seem to have a desire to listen to their disagree appropriately's, and in my frustration, I just want them to do it. I know this is my control problem. I want them to feel my love and approval no matter what, but there seems to be some distorted thinking in my fundamental paradigm. How do I allow them to choose either answer, like obey or not obey? Oh, I guess that means whichever they want, and still be okay with it. Good question. So let's talk about this idea that there is a social norm of disapproving of our children, especially when they do something wrong. Disapproving, that's an interesting term. And I think actually that you're right. I think that most people view parenting as like a battle, you know, and in some ways there's a benefit to viewing parenting that way. I mean, sometimes it's beneficial because, you know, there's some rules of the battle that could help you make it through, maybe, such as you can't ever give up, you've just got to keep going, and maybe some other things too, like you have to, you know, I don't know, search them out where they are and attack them there. But the whole idea of attacking is probably wrong altogether, just because it puts you against them instead of trying to connect to them. So I agree with you. I do think that there is probably this feeling of parents against kids, and it doesn't help that TV encourages this. You know, all media is really pointing against a division in the family, dividing parents from their children. There is kind of a division that happens in our society between parents and children, and they usually say that that division happens around age 5. Well, that's really young for that division to happen. I would say that age 5 is kind of a clue somewhat as to the effect that it has on a child to maybe, you know, be gone from their parents a lot of the time. That may not be what's going on in your case, however. I mean, parents just sort of accept this, oh, well, kids, they disconnect from us, and it's their behaviors in our life, or, you know, whatever it is, and getting annoyed. What I see here is that if you get frustrated when they're not following instructions and you just want them to do it, you don't want to listen to the disagree appropriately and stuff like that, that your focus is probably on the wrong thing. So your focus is probably on the task or the time instead of on the person. So that's a big thing. You know, that very first instruction, that look at the person, is a massive thing for everybody to learn. And I know that as a mother, I have to still deliberately tell myself sometimes to look at the person. It's mostly a habit, but it's also a habit to, like, try to multitask a million things and to have my, you know, to have that clock ticking away and being worried if I'm going to get everything done that I need in the time that I have in the day. I mean, that's also a habit. So, and sometimes the clock ticking away will end up taking over the most important things in the day. And I have to consciously tell myself, look at the person, McQueen. I know you're in the middle of, you know, bacon bread or whatever it is, but just look at the person while they're talking to you right now. Look at the person while you're talking to them instead of just throwing words out into space to float around the ceiling of the house. Look at them. I think time's a big deal. I think it handicaps parents. I think that we really, truly feel the lack of it, and so we behave differently. You have 24 hours every single day. In that time, you will never get it all done and have it go perfectly. It just won't happen. Just plan on that, really. So since that is for sure, that you're never going to get it all done, and it's never going to be exactly perfectly because life happens and because the day happens and because connection has to happen. That's like one of the number one important reasons to be part of the family. Then you've got to change your focus. You have to focus on making each moment count. The moments you are not having do not matter right then. You've got to focus on that matter or that moment that is supposed to be happening right then. So if a child is talking to you about something or wanting to disagree about something right then, that is your moment. That is your time that you need to focus on them and connecting to them. And if you're thinking about what comes next, you're never going to have the patience or the connection that would help all of you during that moment. So it really is about letting your brain say, this moment is important. Every moment is important. It really is about that. I think, again, it kind of goes back to, and I've talked about this before, the idea of efficiency versus effectiveness, that we get caught up in being efficient. You know, so instead we're not very effective in our relationships, and I wrote an article on that. But that's what happens, and it gets us almost believing a lie, really, that efficiency is where the happiness comes from. Checking more things off the list is where the happiness comes from, where instead it actually comes from the connection, and we've got to make sure that we value that connection. My list of things never goes away. It's never done. But I still just sometimes go, oh, well, I'm going, you know, out to the lake. Oh, well, I'm taking the kids on a field trip to this. You know, oh, well, it's time to read the story. And sometimes that's just what has to happen. That's what keeps everyone in the house happy. So that's an important thing. The other thing that might be happening here, well, first let's finish this. And then I'll give you another idea of what might be happening here. But I just want to, you know, emphasize a little bit more how much you should let yourself love that moment and that person, even during a correction, because, you know, that is the whole key of all of it, is how you feel about that person and that you deliberately choose to feel a certain way. There's a principle that I call the telescope principle. So you're seeing one thing. Well, let's talk about a telescope for a second. When you look into a telescope, it is for the purpose of seeing one small, small area in space. Okay? So you're looking into this vast thing, and you're honing in on one thing. And you're looking at it very deeply in its little place. And you usually can't see much around it. Now, occasionally, you'll hit a space in sky where you see things through that telescope that you can't see with the naked eye. And that's kind of exciting. But really, for the most part, you're just trying to look deeper at that one thing that you already saw or knew was there in that piece of space. But if you are to look only in the telescope, then you're going to miss the picture of the whole sky, right? And if you look only in the telescope and stay looking in the telescope the whole time, then you don't even know where you are. You become a little disoriented, actually. And so it is important to every once in a while take your eyes off of that telescope, look at the picture where you are, look at that big sky so you can remember, okay, my telescope is pointed right there. That's where I am, and this is the big picture here. And I'll remember I'm looking in that constellation. And when I want to find it again, I'll know exactly where to look. And we have to do that, because if we get stuck in that telescope all the time, we forget where we are. We forget what we're really doing. And I wonder if when you're getting perturbed or frustrated or don't want to listen to disagree appropriately, I wonder if what you're doing is getting stuck in a telescope. You're looking at your day or that moment as going in this one dedicated path, and or you're looking at one thing, and instead of seeing the big picture of where you should be with that person at that time, you're getting hung up on some detail that then is allowed to control your emotions. So you got to be careful about that. My thought is that many, many parents feel this. In fact, because there have been times where I felt it before too, where I'm like, no, I really don't want you to disagree appropriately. Not right now. I don't have time for this all the time. I've felt that. Oh, have I ever felt that? And it really is because it's so much more talking. It's so much more effort. Emotionally, we have to hold it together more. It just takes more work for us, too. And so you might be shying away from work as well. That could also be another option. That was the other thing that I was going to share.